Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. Hi, my fellow Americans. Happy to have you along for news the networks refuse to use. This is Liberty Roundtable for October 20th in the year of our Lord, 2008. Our goal is to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers using the supreme law of the land, even the Constitution for the United States of America and the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence as our guide. The economy always in the news. Pervasive. Depressing, overwhelming, but George has got a handle, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the details.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke today is expected to...
Wait a minute, that's not George. That's Ben Bernanke. Ben's at the helm. Oh, yeah, we don't even care who becomes president anymore. We just need to know who's going to lead the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve. That's all that matters. Appointed private bureaucrats and, you know... Forget who's elected.
To tell the House Budget Committee, the economy will likely struggle for a while. In other recent statements, Bernanke has left the door open for further interest rate cuts. We know the economy is going through a tough time, so how challenging is the outlook? Economist Diane Schwank says the U.S. financial markets will remain turbulent for a while.
Volatility is the name of the game, and I think one of the hardest things at this stage of the game is the reality of recession is setting in now that the financial crisis, although still with us, is starting to show some signs of healing.
Hold on, although with us, starting to show some signs of healing. Diane, where do you get proof for that? I mean, it's a great, great rah-rah statement, Miss Cheerleader, but the truth is, I don't see anything like it. I don't see anything positive in terms of true reform, true recovery in the marketplace. Yeah, I see some signs of more manipulation, more government intervention, but I don't see any direct signs of real recovery that she points to. Well, I guess she doesn't point to them. She just alludes to them in her cheerleader status. Appreciate that, ma'am. Why don't you go sit down and talk about the real economy someday?
And financial advisor Marilyn Cohen says many investors are more interested in the occupant of the Treasury Secretary's office rather than the Oval Office.
The market doesn't care who's going to be president and vice president. I think the market does care and should care who's going to be the next Secretary of the Treasury, because that is really the most important job regarding the financial markets.
President Bush heads to Louisiana today to gauge the impact of the financial crisis on Main Street. Correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The president's projecting cautious optimism that government rescue efforts will stabilize things.
In the long run, the American people can have confidence that our economy will bounce back.
But now, he acknowledged in his weekly radio broadcast, the lending freeze-up is hitting home for businesses and families. Today, he'll talk to the Chamber of Commerce in Alexandria, Louisiana, and hear how it's affecting folks there. While top economic advisor Ed Lazier concedes a recession's probably underway in parts of the country.
Just parts. It'll bounce back. Positive recovery signs. All these people are babbling, but none of them have any validation, any proof, any realistic data to support their statements, Kurt. They're all just babbling. But what I find most interesting is that they're acknowledging, a mainstream economist, acknowledging publicly, we don't even care who's president, folks.
Yeah,
just doesn't even matter. All that matters is who's the appointed bureaucrat in charge of the Treasury, and who's the supposed private sector quasi-government Federal Reserve chairman. Now, while George Bush runs around and waves the flag in Louisiana, the real folks, the Treasury Department guy and the Federal Reserve guy, are going to get to work and rape the economy even more. I mean, it's just amazing. There you have it, Kurt, blatantly admitting they don't even care who's president anymore.
Yep, there we go, man. America in the crosshairs, you know.
Well, I mean, just think of a blatant public mainstream statement like that.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, just amazing to hear. And I know she's saying most executives, most private sector people don't care because they're looking at real, you know, difficulties in the economy. But still, what kind of a message does that send right before an election? Talk about irresponsible reporting, to say the least, for crying out loud. 866-222-2368. Should you want to join the conversation, we'll certainly take your call. 866-222-2368. You are listening to the news the networks refuse to use on Liberty Roundtable.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the Accent Radio Network or the staff, management, and sponsors of this radio station.
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. This is Liberty Roundtable for October the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2008, promoting God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers, using the supreme law of the land, even the Constitution, for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, as we bring news the networks refuse to use to the table and take on bureaucrats and professional do-gooders everywhere. Happy to have you along. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, buenos dias.
Kurt Crosby's with me. We're talking about this issue, man. They're blatantly saying in the mainstream press now that it doesn't even matter when it comes to the economy. It doesn't even matter who becomes president. Listen to this.
Financial advisor Marilyn Cohen says many investors are more interested in the occupant of the Treasury Secretary's office rather than the Oval Office.
The market doesn't care who's going to be president and vice president. I think the market does care and should care who's going to be the next Secretary of the Treasury, because that is really the most important job regarding the financial markets.
President,
isn't that a fascinating statement? I mean, it just tells you, wow. Now, Barack Obama, in some polls, has extended his lead. He was able to raise $150 million in 1 month. Wow. In other polls, though, McCain has gained some ground against Obama. And as the really non-essential presidential bid runs, nobody really cares, but early voting is starting to begin.
Yep.
Is that the right term? Early voting is starting to begin. Early voting is opening, firing up.
Illegal early voting is beginning.
Yeah. Well, illegals are voting. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, neither candidate could win without that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, it's also interesting, Colin Powell in the news. He crosses party lines and endorses Barack Obama.
Oh.
Now, I don't mean to bring up the race card or anything.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
But I'm going to. I guess I mean to.
Oh, you mean to.
But I'm just asking. Look, Barack Obama and Colin Powell have their race in common.
Do they?
And the interesting part about this is that, well, Colin Powell basically says, the reason I'm supporting Obama, it has nothing to do with race, has nothing to do with party, because he had to, you know, cross parties to do it, right? Reach out across that aisle. He says the reason why is because, hey, Colin Powell has got style.
He's got style.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Kurt, number one, you're a white guy, buddy, and you don't know how to dance. Do you understand that?
Oh.
You can't jump and you don't know how to dance, okay? Now,
I get it now.
The other issue is, so the issue is here, he says he's got style, but he's also got substance.
Substance and style.
Yeah. Woo. But what I find fascinating about this is, you know what, since when has Barack Obama had substance? The mainstream press, every talk show host in the country have said forever, Barack is long on rhetoric, long on style, you know, looks good, you know, sounds great, he's young, he's hip, he's happening, but he doesn't have any facts, he doesn't have any details, he doesn't have any substance behind his, now Colin Powell of all people running around saying, Barack's got substance.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be rude, and I don't mean to be, you know, bring up the race issue, but it's just interesting how all of a sudden Colin Powell normally doesn't really even endorse people, just kind of hangs low. I don't want to get involved in politics. I just want to do my job, you know, whatever. Now it's all of a sudden like, hey, Brock, my buddy, you got style, baby. Oh, yeah, there's substance there, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, who's in Idaho? Flora?
Flora.
You're on the radio, ma'am.
Hi. I have the phone number.
Okay, I want you to answer my question first, though.
Yes.
Do you think it's a racial issue that Colin Powell endorsed Barack Obama?
Oh, no, no. Let's try Raines from Lehman and Fannie Mae, who embezzled, as far as I'm concerned, $200 million to quit Lehman's or Fannie Mae. Then he hired Paulson. Now, is that racist? It's crooked, but who cares, right? This is an election. Is that it?
Yeah, I just find it interesting that he goes across party lines at the last minute and starts to talk about Barack having substance. He basically bails on his own party, bails on a veteran of the war, whether you like what McCain's done or not. And I'm not backing McCain. I think McCain's a thug, personally, okay? But I'm just telling you, it's interesting how he just bails at the last minute and does that. You almost think there's a brotherhood going on.
Oh, my. No, they wouldn't do that. We're not allowed to talk like that, don't you know, Sam?
I can say anything I want. This is America. I'm a blind person. You can't accuse me of being racist because I don't even know what color either of them are, except for the mainstream press telling me.
I don't know what color Rains is, but we know he's a crook.
Well, you got that right. They're all crooks, regardless of color.
Yeah, and they were asking for donations the other day. I'm not kidding.
Who was asking for donations?
Fannie Mae and, well, the government was asking for donations because they didn't get enough money.
Yeah, pretty soon they're going to put up a live ticker like Ron Paul did so you can chart how much you're charitable to your government.
Uh-huh. We already did that on Hurricane, what was it? They did that for FEMA came in 3 days later. Gosh, only thousands died, you know. I thought it was going to be 3,000. And
that's how FEMA does it.
Yeah, I know.
All right. And anyway, I didn't mean to derail you. You had a phone number?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
For the Iraqi Veterans Against the War .org.
Okay.
Number.
What's their website, though? Is it Iraqi Veterans Against the War?
No, it's IVAW. .org, and I sent you the letter.
Yes,
I
have it.
AVAW.org. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the phone number?
Well, I've got the fax and the phone number.
I don't want the fax, I just want the phone number.
215-241-7123.
Give it again.
215-241-7123.
And that number is vital. We're going to call them and we're going to talk to those folks. When I say I don't want the
wonderful.
Fax, I mean I don't want the fax number to send an old 70s-style fax. I do want the fax, meaning the details, right?
Well, they have speakers that will come visit across the land, but please treat the number with respect, not meaning you, but the people that I've just given it out to. Please treat them with respect.
Number one, they're veterans. And you were telling me a story on a different broadcast I was filling in on. Why don't you repeat that, telling about what happened to some of the veterans that tried to go to the debate?
Oh, no, this wasn't different veterans. This was from Iraqi Veterans Against the War. And they went there just simply to speak their mind. They wanted to speak to either Obama or McCain. And they got pushed out. And a cop came with his horse and crushed a man's skull, and he's in the hospital. I haven't heard anything lately, but the last I heard, he doesn't know who he is. And there will be some veteran there at that number that you can talk to.
Wow, that's just an amazing story. And the mainstream press won't even mention that it occurred.
No, and they want to know, the veterans want to know, which one succored the treatment. Was it one or was it both? And then I'll say golly in case we say something bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
So thank you so
All
much.
Right. Before we let you go, who do you think is going to win the election?
Oh, you could almost count on Obama. He doesn't have a birth certificate that's bona fide. He's under all kinds of investigations for his birthplace, and he doesn't have the credentials, just like Bush. George Riley has the document of the AWOL business. I don't know why they fired Dan Rather, because he was telling the truth for the first time in 60 years. So thank you.
Now, the other interesting thing, though, is McCain's birth certificate's in question, too. He was born in Panama.
Oh, that doesn't matter. They're all gangsters anyway. We don't need
You're
to
right
vote.
About that. Well, hey, as long as we get a good Treasury Secretary in there, as long as we get a good Federal Reserve
Maybe
person in there,
Maybe they'll get
rain
or something.
Thanks, Flora.
Right.
Quick pause. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking. It's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
As you may know, Daniel Chapter 1 is defending our health freedoms against an out-of-control Federal Trade Commission. This agency is trying to bully Daniel Chapter 1 into censoring information on God-given natural cures. It is our duty as American citizens to restrain our government with the commanding chains of the Constitution. Visit DC1Freedoms.com today to learn more about this exciting and all-important fight. Let your voice be heard and consider joining other Americans in your most generous donation. Let us never forget John Adams' timeless words. The question before the human race is whether the God of nature shall govern the world by his own laws, or whether the priests and kings shall rule it by fictitious miracles. Make Mr. Adams proud. Visit DC1Freedoms.com today and be a part of history.
Attention listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Back in the live, thank Flora for the news tip. We just dialed the Iraq number. Veterans Against the War. It's IVAW.org.
Yeah.
And I talked to a lady there, briefed her on the details. She transferred me to somebody else's voicemail. I left a message and told them, hey, dial in. We'll talk about this issue, and we'll also learn more about your organization. So hopefully they'll buzz us back. And Andrew, wait for their call. If they call, give them special treatment. Tell me when they're on the line. And we will give them, we'll put them right on the radio with us. So anyway, we'll do that. But anyway, we appreciate the tip. The mainstream press is just out in the weeds, and we need good, honest Americans all over the country bringing us news stories and tips and details. We need to verify them, and then we'll roll with them on the radio. How's that?
Yeah.
That's just kind of the way we work. You know what I'm saying, Kirk?
And that number, if you want to participate, and be like Flora, one of those, hey, news reporters out there, 1-866-222-2368. That's one.
Yeah, keep going, Kurt.
866-222-2368.
I was queuing up a soundbite and queue, and it wasn't on the radio, but for you, you could hear it, Kurt. That's what was happening.
Yeah.
All right, now let me play this little tidbit, because George Bush, even though he's not going to do any good for the economy, because no one cares who's president.
Yeah.
But George is going to do some good, maybe. Just, Kurt, maybe. Are you crossing your fingers and hoping and stuff?
Some good. Good coming from George.
Well, we're hoping. I mean, you know what? We've berated him for 8 years because he hasn't done much good.
Oh.
But I'm giving him a chance to redeem himself. Well, at least partially. Ready?
Yeah.
A grassroots border security organization is encouraging citizens to continue to call the White House and demand that the president pardon two Border Patrol agents who are serving long sentences for their actions in the non-lethal shooting of a Mexican drug smuggler. AFN's Chad Groening has more.
Grassfire.org says it recently received a letter from the wife of Agent Jose Compien, who continues to be held in solitary confinement at a federal detention facility in Ohio. Fellow agent Ignacio Ramos is being housed at a similar facility in Phoenix, Arizona. Grassfire spokesman Ron DeYoung says Patty Compien is concerned that her husband may never get to know his children.
He's missed first steps, a first dance, these kinds of things. These are the things that we all take for granted every day. And her husband isn't getting to see any of it. And it's not moments that he can ever get back. So we're trying to keep these guys in the spotlight, even though the major media has obviously moved on.
And DeYoung says the two agents should never have been put in prison in the first place.
It goes back to a gross miscarriage of justice here. It's something that every American should be concerned about because it could happen to them. It really could. What happened to these guys could happen to any of us.
DeYoung says Grassfire is urging citizens to call the White House before President Bush leaves office and urge the president to take the necessary actions to secure the release of the two agents. I'm Chad Groening.
Liberty Counsel is taking extra steps.
Hold on, stop that. I'll talk about Liberty Counsel in a minute.
Yeah.
All I'm telling you is we hope George Bush can do the right thing on this. I don't have a lot of faith because there's been a lot of folks, even Congressman Dana Rohrabacher's office, who's tried to push the president quite hard on this, and he will not relent. Mm-hmm. But just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, we complain that nothing can be done in America for good, and I believe in a lot of cases that's the facts. However, what if out of 300 million people in America, the illegals ought to be on this even.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, everybody ought to be on this. And they ought to simply call the White House and say, we want this done. And if 200 million people called, or even 100 million, or even 10 million people called, just think where we'd be, Kurt. We could get this done.
We'd melt that phone line right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'd have to shut down their email and phone lines and everything else. Pretty soon you'd have to just get a hold of George on his cell phone, man.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm telling you is we can make a serious difference here, folks, and this is a window of opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of hope just because I believe that America's been commandeered by thug rogue elements. It's a dangerous situation, no doubt about that. But all I'm telling you is there. Sometimes we do get justice. When good, honest people work at it, sometimes there's just a little, blip of freedom running around. And we're going to go for that in this case because, man, I agree. This poor guy's missing his children growing up. I mean, it's awful.
Yep.
I mean, it's a tragic crime of monumental proportion, if you ask me, what's going on to these poor guys. Defending America.
See?
Now, where's Colin Powell and Barack Obama when you need them? I mean, those guys could bust out and get Ramos and Compeon out soon, couldn't they?
Sure.
Right?
Sure they could.
All right, Obama.
They don't even know what's going on with him.
Obama managed to raise $150 million in 1 month.
$150 million. Probably some guys in a laundry or something, huh?
In a laundromat?
Yeah, Chinese laundry or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
If you get enough of those guys in there, all that loose change and stuff, you're talking about some real cash.
Digging up change in the couch, just making the best effort they can in the difficult economy. But I think about that, and I think the economy's tanking. Everyone's worried where they're going to get their next dime from, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Barack Obama didn't take federal money, right?
No.
McCain did, but Obama didn't. It's interesting. The Democrat didn't take socialist money. The Republican did. Now, I'm not endorsing Obama or his practices of gathering money. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But I'm just thinking about that, and I think, wow, look at this. This is just amazing. $150 million. How much does it cost to be president now, Kurt?
Well, I don't know. It must be a gazillion dollars somewhere in there.
I think it's just that cool quadrillion mark.
Yeah, good point.
No, I'm just saying how much really. When we think about, Ron Paul raised what? In his whole candidacy, like close to 40 mil?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay. Obama gets over triple that in 1 month.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, after all, when you figure it all out, how much will be raised and or spent by an Obama in the whole, run for president when he's all done? Mm. I mean, I can't even fathom what the numbers are. I don't even know where I'd get the information to add them all up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about serious buckage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good point.
Barbara Lowe Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
This is a few days ago I got this, but she says, yesterday in Trenton, New Jersey, she says, I joined with some 700 concerned parents who were standing up publicly. They were at a rally in front of the State House for the freedom to follow their conscience when making informed vaccination decisions.
Whoa, imagine that.
They wanted to do that for their children, Kurt.
Crazy.
It was the first rally in the United States devoted to the defense of the ethical and legal right to exercise what they call conformed or informed consent to vaccinations. The catalyst for the rally, which was sponsored by the New Jersey Coalition for Vaccination Choice, NHVC.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I guess was the health department's recent addition of the influenza shot or vaccination to the New Jersey's, what do they call this? Daycare.
A long list of vaccinations.
Oh, it's daycare. Uh-huh. Sorry, it's just not spelled right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, daycare and school entry laws. Hmm. New Jersey now mandates more vaccines than any other state in the union. 35 doses of 13 vaccines. Mm-hmm. It is the first state to mandate the influenza vaccine for children despite scientific evidence that it's even effective. Hey, never had to say that it was effective now, just had to say government's going to force the jab on everyone. We'll tell you more in seconds. You are locked on to Liberty Roundtable. We'll take your calls at 866-222-2368 on your favorite talk station. Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt on your radio. The toll-free chime-in number, 866-222-2368. 866-222-2368. So Barbara Lowe Fisher, the National Vaccine Information Center, 909shot.com, is basically saying how in New Jersey they're forcing children for daycare centers and for government schools to take the influenza vaccination. It's an additional shot now mandated by the government. Now, I want to make this very clear so people understand. There's no shots mandated by the government. There's no law that says you have to take shots. Now, let me explain the little trick so you understand it. They are saying if you go to government school or daycare, a licensed, you know, governmental permissioned organization, that in order to enter those organizations, you have to have influenza shot. Vaccinations. So to go to school or daycare, you have to, but it doesn't mean you have to. There's no law that says you have to right now.
And even those, they have those, you sign some kind of deal.
Waiver.
There you go.
Okay, there's waivers that they supposedly have, and you can not take the jab for specific supposed reasons. One of them is called a conscientious objector.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my problem with that is, when you start getting an exemption for something upon supposed, I don't know what you want to say, loopholes or specialty clauses or whatever term you want to use, it's kind of like getting a right to carry a gun from a government. It's kind of like a concealed carry permit or whatever. What I'm saying is, listen, the government has no authority to force me to vaccinate anybody. And for them to all of a sudden say, yeah, they have that, quote, right or that authority, and then for me to run around and say, okay, I need a special certificate. And that certificate says, for conscientious reasons, I object. I don't want to do that. Or for religious reasons, there's a religious exemption as well. For religious reasons, I just don't want to go along with this. What we're doing is we're setting up a government control grid mechanism to say, hey, everyone must be vaccinated unless you get permission from your government to opt out. Okay, I understand why people are doing it, because they're left with no choice right now with the out-of-control government bureaucratic system that we have. I understand. But I'm telling you that it's going to come back to haunt you. At some point, they're going to say, you know what, those conscientious objections, we're doing away with those. You can't conscientiously object to a government good thing to protect everyone. In fact, by you objecting on conscientious grounds, you're just simply putting the public in serious danger. See, that's where they're going to go with this thing. Eventually, there's a religious objection. There's a separation of church and state. You can't bring religion up here. Sit down, shut up, take the jab. Religious, religious. We don't want any of that. See, that's where they're going to go. These dirty, no-good rascals are going to try to give every one of your children a jab. That jab will be full of serum that will eventually give your kids cancer, autism, and the list just goes on and on and on and on and on if they stay alive. Otherwise, they just might die. Okay? These vaccinations are heinous, to say the least. And I'm telling you right now, this is just government absolutely 100% out of control. The idea that you can force people to take vaccinations. The idea that government's in charge of kids, not parents.
Yeah.
The idea that, you know, we're just going down the line, folks, and turning ourselves into an absolute... I can't say a dictatorship, Kirk, because a dictatorship would be like King George. What happens when you have a bunch of appointed bureaucrats behind the scenes like the vaccination czar?
They call it the oligarchy.
The jab czar and the banking cartel head and, you know, all these things. What would you call that group of people? Star Chamber government?
Yeah. Well, it's like a dictatorship on turbo. There's a whole bunch of little dictators.
Yeah. Dictators all over, all kinds of things. It's just, I mean, it's scary, folks. I'm telling you right now, they're trying to set up the most tyrannical system ever known to man right now.
Yeah, it's like the New World Order, the UNsters, you know, et cetera, right?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, the more you study about it, the more you just say these people are just wow, you know?
Yeah, you ready for some good news, Sam?
Sure, good news. 866-222-2368, 866-222-2368. Kirk's got good news, so listen up.
Well, all right, this is out of Oklahoma. And Oklahoma is what some from the right and left coast or east and west coast or whatever would call, they'd call it flyover land.
Yeah, my only issue is that they say right and left coast, but the right coast seems more left than the left coast seems right. I don't know how to figure that out.
That's right. The two coasts, the dangerous area.
But stop. Anyway, don't fall for that left-right bogus deceptive paradigm in the first place, ladies and gentlemen. It's all either constitutional or not. There ain't no left-right about it. It's either the proper role of government or it's out-of-control tyranny. One or the other. You can't have it both ways. Got it? Thank you.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure you understand it.
From this, this is an, what do you call these? Surveys. This is a survey, Sam. You know, and the survey says, but anyway, the survey is from this thing called... Oklahoma's opinion on K-12 education and school choice, Paul DePierna.
And what is that going to be? Shut down government schools because they're the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto and we can't have those? Got to get rid of them to save the nation?
That's what
we got to prevent the indoctrination from continuing to absolutely obliterate our independent thinking. And we need to, you know, educate our children to God, family, and country. And we got to do that yesterday or the whole nation will, you know, fall apart.
Yep. This comes to us from School Reform News. Our buddies at the Heartland Institute published the item. And in this, they got this data from the Friedman Foundation that published this. The survey found 83% of state residents, at least for me, this is the bottom line good news of it, would not send their kids to their local They say public schools. We would say government schools.
I'd say communist schools.
Yeah. All right. If other options were available. Now, they say Democrats are nearly twice as likely. That's 20% rather than unlikely 12% to be swayed to vote for a candidate who supports a tax credit scholarship policy. Of the 564 Democrats surveyed in Oklahoma, 43% prefer private schools over other school types. 16% prefer regular public schools. So that's quite a bit of a...
What about the Republicans?
Well, I don't even think they, at least in this survey, they didn't survey then. I don't know why. It says 55% favor public...
Man, leaving the Republicans out like that, that's
choice.
Seriously concerning.
Yeah, that's one of those... Well, they'll have to sue, you know, I'm sure. It says 53% favor school vouchers, 43% are unfamiliar with school vouchers. So they've got a wide range there, a little more education.
I don't even like school vouchers anyway.
52% favor charter schools, 45% are unfamiliar with charter schools. Yeah, that's one of those red herrings.
Yeah, charter schools are supposed freedom schools backed by your government communist tax dollars.
Yeah, this doesn't seem right. 38% favor. Oh, 38% favor virtual schools. 61% are unfamiliar with virtual schools. Virtual schools. Is that where it's just on the internet?
I assume it's online.
All right, 51% favor business-funded tax credit scholarships. 53% favor individual-funded tax credit scholarships. 53% agree in principle with universal eligibility of scholarships. 60% agree in principle with needs-tested eligibility of scholarships. And 61% favor tax credit scholarships legislation. But the bottom line is 83% of the state residents there in Oklahoma would not send their kids to the regular schools if they had other options.
No, we don't believe in free choice when it comes to schools.
They've got other options. Homeschooling, man, one of the best.
Yeah, but that wasn't even mentioned in the article, right?
No, it wasn't.
So you don't put that on the table and you don't have choice, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
All right, Tom, vaccines, you're on the radio, sir.
Yeah. Wow, you know, this case with this family down there in Manti, you're hitting right into that area. You know, I don't know if people are aware, this family was accused of medical and nutritional neglect in the harm of their child. Well, one of the things that they have done that has offended the community or the business community is the fact that they have chosen to walk down an independent path medically and educationally with their family. You know,
you mean they won't take vaccinations?
That's one of the issues. Uh-huh.
Thank heavens for those parents.
And also they were homeschoolers. So there are many of these points in these families, and I'm talking about homeschoolers, people who wish to be independent of the medical nonsense like you're speaking about. I did a paper for the homeschoolers. I was asked to speak before the LDS Home Education organization and also the local, you know, Utah Education Association about the issue of vaccines and some medical independence. Oh, yeah, let's talk about home birthing, all those things that independent.
I'm guilty of every one of them, sir. I'm proud of it.
Good for you. You know, and what's really kind of bizarre is I was involved in the education system. I was involved in the medical system. And then really interesting is my children have been encouraged to avoid both of those. You know, when you work inside education, you begin to see the nonsense, the political crap that is being pumped into the kids' heads, and also the business crap. In other words, we set our kids up to become consumers, right, for the business entity and the medical industry. And I got to tell people, you know, if you want to see an interesting perception on vaccines, I have a website called vaccinesornot.org. You can get into it, vaccine not or novaccines.org, either one, and you'll see a paper I wrote, Vaccines, a Price for Flesh. I think you'll find that rather interesting. When I did a presentation down at a gathering at BYU of the home education people, they kind of went into shock because I made that connection between autism and other neurological disorders that occur through certain individual children that are sensitive, you know. And the first time I gave that presentation, I had about 100 mothers and educators come up to me after the presentation and say, "We are so grateful to find this out. We're going to walk down the path you suggest." Well, the next year when I was invited back, it was not 100. It was about 300 out of the about 1,200 that were in the meeting. Parents that came down after my talk and took up the time, you know, to thank me for this information. And those who had been in the first group said that their children were now off of Ritalin, and that the autism children were beginning to improve, you know, and we know that this violation of the child's body with these chemicals and proteins that have no business being pumped directly into their bloodstream are the cause of autism, are the cause of, you know, attention deficit disorder, things on that plane. So the medical community, of course, are livid against me, and they have played their magic. They've got me harmed politically, socially. I no longer am a friendly fellow in their fellowship. So they've hurt me that way because I've disturbed their program, which brings them lots of profit.
Consider anyway, yourself in good company, sir. The founding fathers and Jesus, many homeschoolers and folks have been in that situation from the history of the world. And hey, man, they're about to elect Obama, and he's going to go straight after talk show hosts, sir.
Well, what's interesting is how vicious these people are, and I understand that. You know, if you badmouth a man's religion, he might kind of curse you out. If you badmouth his family, you might black his eye. But if you hurt him in the wallet, he will kill you. He'll do everything in his power to take you out. I also want to let people know, you know, begging on your time here, this family in Manti, Utah, is being prosecuted. The Attorney General's office, the Assistant Attorney General, wants to have this family put in jail. That means taking the mother and father away from their children. Now, what do you think is going to happen to the children if the mother and father...
Oh, they'll get put in foster care, and then pretty soon they'll be foster care abusers, and the children will get all abused, and their whole lives will be absolutely wrecked, sir.
Yeah, and that's because this family has chosen to be independent of the medical and the educational system. And now, the state wants to cover their own sins, and the sin that I'm talking about is they're covering the fact that they literally caused the harm to this family. And as we spoke last, Friday, I believe it was, and I'm trying to get the word out to, not just about this family in Manti that's being prosecuted, but there are millions of families across the United States being harmed in the cover-up relative to this family, to the fact that they were harmed by HUD having designed a furnace exhaust to be 3 feet away from a fresh air intake.
Understood. No, it's an issue all over the nation. Give people the website, then we've got to fly for a break.
It's gassingamerica.com, and I am begging every person to go look at that website, look at the videos. By the way, I'm going to add some more videos through the day showing how beautifully vigorous and happy and healthy this child is. You know, the family resisted going to the medical crap that accused them of nutritional neglect, and when they realized, after I discovered the real problem, that their family and this child had been harmed by carbon monoxide, the treatment is simple. It's called fresh air.
Yeah. All right. GassingAmerica.com is the website. Your website on your paper on vaccinations, sir?
The website on my vaccinations is called vaccinesornot.org. Remember the .org. We're original, not common. That's how I tell people to remember that. So vaccinesornot.org, and then please make sure everybody that's living in a manufactured home or a modular mobile home knows about the problem that HUD has bequeathed to them and their state is covering up under gassingamerica.com. And then anybody and everybody living in the area of Manti, Utah, make sure you show up or at least give moral support to this family in their court experience where they are threatened to be
jailed,
charged with contempt and jailed possibly tomorrow in the San Pete court in Manti, Utah.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tom. Quick pause. You're locked on the Liberty Roundtable. If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998 and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We were lied to for years, but now we know that fluoride is industrial waste and also used as poison for rodents. We know this, and there's still fluoride in toothpastes and in your tap water. And what about the other pollutants? You need serious protection. Bottled water? You don't know what you're getting. Don't let that picture of pristine-looking natural springs on the label fool you. Industry's carelessness in disposing of waste has made spring water safety questionable. That's why Daniel Chapter 1 developed the Water Clean Fluoride Reduction System, a revolutionary one-of-a-kind water filter. It filters up to 96% of fluoride, as well as bacteria, viruses, heavy metals, and many toxic chemicals. The WaterClean FRS design comes from the help of scientists at NASA. Yeah, the same guys that actually understand rocket science. This phenomenal filter cannot be found anywhere but at Daniel Chapter 1. Call 800-504-5511. Toll free, 800-504-5511. Make your water clean with WaterClean FRS.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. So this is a serious, serious issue, if you ask me. I mean, it's bad news, man. I mean, vaccinations, gassing America, forcing people to put their kids in government school on occasion, hostile against homeschooling, the economic bailout, the stealing of the Americans' wealth. I mean, it's just, they're just out of control on every front.
Freedom is on the ropes.
Yeah. I hear that.
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on?
Not to worry, Sam. I don't know if you know this, but our buddy Newt Gingrich is working on.
Oh boy.
Though, Sam. Yeah.
Getting rich. That's the last thing we need.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. But he's got some new deal called Freedom Watch or something like that, and he's going to make sure that your freedoms are there. And all I can say is, man. You know, look at what's happened with the guy forever, you know. And is he really a friend of freedom? Does he talk about getting rid of the Federal Reserve? Does he really go and fix things? Don't see it.
He doesn't do any of that.
No.
And furthermore, not only does he not do any of that, you know what? He's already had his chance, folks. Let somebody else have a try. You know what I'm saying? His try was, unsuccessful.
Yeah.
All right, now I want to tell you about Liberty Council. Ready?
Good.
Here's a battle Liberty Council's in. Again, they're just out of control government everywhere.
Liberty Council is taking extra steps to assure the constitutional rights of a Colorado high school graduate. AFN's Charlie Bunch reports an appeal has been filed in the case of Erica Corder.
Corder was one of several students to make brief speeches in her 2006 graduation, and she chose to mention the name of Jesus. Liberty Council founder Matt Staver tells AFN she was immediately disciplined.
She not only got disciplined, but it was after the lights were off, the people were gone, the ceremony's over, she's already completed her coursework. They then said to her, we're not going to give a diploma to you unless you write an email apologizing to all of the local community.
The coerced statement was forwarded to the entire high school community. Staver is concerned that school officials may not be aware of the Constitution.
First of all, it was illegal to withhold the diploma. Secondly, it's just outrageous and unconscionable and unconstitutional for them to force this girl to make a speech or a message contrary to her will, simply because she mentioned the name of Jesus.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver is being asked to affirm Corder's constitutional rights. I'm Charlie Butts.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You're in a graduation in the government cesspool of communist schools now, and this is at the collegiate level. And ladies and gentlemen, you dare to mention Jesus Christ? And, buddy, they'll slap you so hard, they'll knock you down, they'll steal your diploma, they'll absolutely just hose your chances for life. You got it? That's how these bureaucrats and out-of-control professional do-gooders will do it. They're anti-God, anti-family, and anti-country. And then they run around saying, Sam, you're anti-government. These people are nuts. They're crazy. I think the whole nation should stand up and say, you have lost your mind.
Yeah.
Court. 10th Circuit, if you don't get this right, buddy, we're going to toss you judges out on your ear. Congressmen and senators, if you don't take this issue up and solve it right now and clearly let people know where the Constitution lies on this issue, government shall make no law.
Yeah.
About someone's religion. This lady has every right to mention the Savior Jesus Christ if she wants to.
Yeah.
Okay? These people are out of control. And I'm telling you, if Americans don't stand up, we are in serious, serious trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just absolutely hose her life down. She can work for a degree for like 20 years. And then all of a sudden, nope, you're not giving it to you. You mentioned Jesus. Slam, smack down. Her whole life is ruined now. Unless she wins this constitutional battle. Thank heavens for Liberty Counsel. Matt Staver standing up for the truth on this one. And I pray they acknowledge the Constitution. If they don't, folks, another landmark problem with freedom. It's in trouble and on the ropes. But good, honest people can change things. No doubt about that. Thanks for being along. Archives at AudioCanyon.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. Email me. I'd love to hear from you. Sam at AudioCanyon.com. And we declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and indeed will restore our grand old republic. But you got to get involved, folks. Make it a great day and choose the right, will you? Hey, thanks.
This program has been brought to you by Accent Radio Network, copyright 2008. To order a copy of the show, go online to accentradio.com.